Bias crime or hate crime laws punish the motivation behind a crime. For example, if a person attacks someone because of the victim's race, religion, or gender, the attacker could receive a harsher punishment. Indiana is one of only 5 states without such a law, though it's getting closer to changing that. A bias crimes bill passed the Senate 34-16 last session before dying in the House. LGBT rights group Freedom Indiana's Chris Paulson says that progress bodes well.
And I believe there is a legitimate shot in 2017.
But Pastor Ron Johnson doesn't think last session's progress should be a harbinger of things to come. Johnson, who heads the religious conservative organization the Indiana Pastors Alliance, says groups like his had their attention on an LGBT rights bill last session.
There was so much focus on what was taking place there and trying to keep our religious liberties from being eroded that, frankly, I think this slipped in through the side door.
House lawmakers who killed the bias crimes bill insist the LGBT debate played no role. Paulson's not so sure, but she notes she and others advocating for LGBT rights and the bias crimes bill did their best to keep the issues separate.
There's plenty of states that don't have full LGBT rights that still have bias crime laws.
But opposition to the bias crimes bill goes beyond LGBT issues. Indiana's bias crimes bill makes the motivation for a crime what's called an aggravator, meaning it's something a judge can consider when sentencing. Republican Representative Tom Washburn, the committee chair who opted not to hear last session's legislation, Senate Bill 220, says the bias crime measure isn't necessary.
It specifically says in the Indiana Code that the criteria listed in the aggravators and the mitigators do not limit the matters that the court may consider in determining the sentence. And so in Indiana, we already can consider a lot of what Senate Bill 220 was trying to put in there.
That's true, says Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry. But Curry, who's part of a coalition urging lawmakers to pass the bill, says bias crime offenses aren't the same as typical crimes.
That perpetrator is doing so to send a message. And so our response is simple. We should send a message back as a community that we are going to hold you even more accountable for this offense.
But Washburn says enumerating a specific set of victim characteristics is just government picking winners and losers.
Our list, includes if somebody beats you up because of your, disability or national origin, but it doesn't have it if they beat you up because you're obese. You know, so are we sending a message to the obese community that you don't matter in our society?
David Sklar is from Indiana's Jewish Community Relations Council. He says the U.S. Supreme Court, in its ruling affirming the constitutionality of bias crime laws, outlined why such laws include a specific list of victim characteristics.
There is a compelling government interest in protecting these individual classes because we have a lot of data that demonstrates that there is discrimination and targeting of these particular classes.
But Pastor Johnson says bias crime laws create a disproportionate system of justice.
If you can give me examples of hate crimes perpetrated towards white individuals on the basis of their whiteness, I would like to see that.
According to the FBI, in racially motivated bias crimes nationwide in 2014, nearly 23% involved victims of an anti-white bias. As for next session, Washburn says he can't guarantee a bias crimes bill will get a hearing.
I can say I did not sense a great deal of push behind this particular piece of legislation in the House anyways.
Bias crime law backers say that perspective is why educating lawmakers on the need for such a bill is their top priority heading into 2017. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.